this town. Let's take this town. Come on, y'all, let's take this town. Come on, y'all, let's take it down. On our own, let's get away. Nothing more left here to see. Come on, love, make it great.
That was This Town, OAR, my unofficial intro song to my show. This is Speaking Tube. I'm your host, Jessica, and in the studio I have a guest host. And first of all, if you don't know the show, Speaking Tube is the show that allows members of the Coast Guard, whether active duty, retired, family, friends, and so on, to come into the studio and basically share their music so we can get to know them a little bit more. So today my guest host is someone who probably everybody has seen around town before. He rides his bike everywhere, through rain, through snow. He's got studded tires for your bike, I believe, right?
Yes, I do.
So, yeah, people have probably seen him in and around town riding his bike, or lately running, because I just found out he was training for some marathons, which I think is crazy. But in the studio, I have Chief Alan Maloney. Welcome.
Hello. Good evening, Jessica. It's a pleasure to be here, because it's very cool to get invited out here.
Sweet. And yeah, this is his first time in the studio here at Raven Radio, so we got a lot of good music lined up for you. He put together tonight's entire playlist, so for the next hour and a half, we're going to hear all of music from Mr. Alan Maloney. And so let's talk about the music that you put together. There's a kind of a random mix. We're going to start off with one genre and then kind of go into another genre. So let's talk about the swing music and why swing music.
Yes, swing music was just very popular when I first got out to Sacramento, California, and that was back in 91.
Okay.
The bands and stuff were just starting to get into it, and you got to see a lot of cool live bands up really close in small venues. And San Francisco was only a short hop away,
okay. And
you got to see a lot of cool, bigger, you know, bands that had been around for just a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
were already making a big name for ourselves. One that really stuck out was the Royal Crown Review,
mm-hmm.
and their song was one of the big hits in the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey.
Oh, okay. With the infamous Cameron Diaz dance move, like the one she's swinging her arm around and around. That's what I remember from that
scene. In the bright red dress.
In the bright red, exactly. Every time I think of that movie, that's kind of the scene that I go to right immediately. It was such a very... it was a fun scene, put it that way. And I wanted to dance like that, too.
And that's pretty much the way it was like when you go down to San Francisco. You'd see the band playing there. You get the people all dressed up really nice. You'd be out front. There'd be all the cool old cars that people would drive
really?
Up in. And it was just one of the times that the music was so much fun. Mm-hmm. And just being in that era was a lot of fun, too. So.
Sweet. All right. So we're going to start off with a lot of swing music. And don't you have some dancing skills when it comes to swing?
Yes, you may have seen me doing some swing dancing out on town here and there. I was teaching a little bit at the pub.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to start doing that again on a Wednesday night.
Oh, sweet.
Probably like every other Wednesday, starting probably the second week of November.
Okay.
But I have to double check with the guys at the at the pub. But
unofficial
right now, but we're trying. So.
Okay. Yeah, and I just remember the Coast Guard Christmas party. You broke it down a couple times there.
Yes.
Yes. All the ladies want to dance with Chief Alan Maloney. All right, we're going to start off with a song, Walking Blues. This is Fluffy Hunter and the Jesse Powell Orchestra.
what this song is all about. Well, I got a man who likes to huffle buck. Well, I got a man who likes to huffle buck. When he comes home in the morning, all he wants to do is
walk right in, walk right out. 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 Walk right in, walk right out.
I like to dance the Susie Q, the conga and the truck.
To go from house to house. You don't have to pay to use your admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday Night Fish Fry.
Worth rocking, worth rocking. You never seen such a comfort and a shovel till it break up, dog.
Joy begin. We figured this was a good place to play, cause the party was already underway. But all of a sudden the lights went low, and everybody made straight for the front door. I was so scared I didn't know where to go. I stood right there and I fell on the floor.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such stuffing and jumping till the break of dawn.
Now the women was jumping and screaming and yelling. The bottles was flying and the fish was smelling. And way up above all the noise they made, somebody said, you better get out of here, this is a raid. I didn't know we would break the law. Somebody reached up and clipped me on the jaw. They had us blocked off from the front and the back, and they were putting us in the wagon like potato sacks.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shovel till it break up down.
Then they took us to jail in a dazed condition. They booked each one of us on suspicion. My chick came down and went my bail and finally got me out of that rotten jail. Now if you ever want to get a fist in your eye, just mention a Saturday night fish fry. I don't care how many fish in the sea, but don't you ever mention fish to me.
It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shovel till the break of dawn. It was rocking, it was rocking. You never seen such coming and a shovel till the break of dawn.
Whiskey, whiskey on the shelf. You were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down and opened you up and passed you around. John was the first one to pull you down. He took one drink and he started to clown. Passed you to Hazel, Jane, and Jack. Penelope got you and passed you right back. The doorbell rang and what did you see? In walked Henry, Fred, and Marie. They hit you high, they hit you low, they hit you fast and they hit you slow. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Dead and wanted another. They reached on the shelf and grabbed your brother. It's a shame the way they did you in. Then reached up and got your brother gin. Grandfather Wine began to tremble with fright, wondering if the party was gonna last all night. Grandfather Wine knew without a doubt he was next in line if the juice ran out. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around. Everybody, they've got real tight. Now they want to start a fight. John never did nothing wrong in his life. Now he's in the corner with the policeman's wife. Frank's so drunk he can hardly see, trying to make love to Penelope. She took a bottle and hit him in the jaw. That's when the neighbors called the law. Whiskey on the shelf, you were so quiet there by yourself. Things were fine till they took you down, opened you up and passed you around.
Hi, I'm Mayor Mim McConnell. If you can count to 20 during an earthquake or it knocks you to the ground, you should head for high ground immediately. There is no time to take your boat out to sea. Head inland as high as you can get. The Cross Trail can help you get to the high school for shelter. Have your family emergency plan ready. Have an emergency kit ready. The best way to help others is to prepare yourself. This message brought to you by Sitka's Local Emergency Planning Committee.
All right, so that kicked off, speaking to a bunch of swing songs, the Walkin' Blues, Fluffy Honeyer and the Jesse Powell Orchestra, Saturday Night Fresh Fry, Lewis Jordan, and Quiet Whiskey, Wynonie Harris. So it was interesting when I was prepping for the show that Chief Al Maloney is my guest host for today, and we're playing songs from basically that kind of remind him of his time in the Coast Guard a little bit, because these were from when you're stationed at Sector San Francisco, right?
Actually, it was in Sacramento, but Sacramento. I'd hop on down. It's only about an hour and a half drive down to San Fran,
okay,
you know, to get down there. And that's where we go to, like, you could go down there and hang out and you just kind of meet people and
dance the night away.
They'd be like, hey, we're having an after hours party somewhere. And, you know, you go and kick back, relax. They're like, oh, you can just sleep out here on the couch.
Really?
Or whatever. And then you'd like have breakfast with them in the morning and head back home. And you just had a really good time.
Just good old times, it sounds like.
Oh, yes.
So is that why a bunch of these songs kind of seem to have an underlying theme of whiskey and
a little
drinking,
drunken debauchery,
maybe
a few cop calls here and there.
Yeah,
I've never had a party like that in my
sure. No, never. And then Saturday Night Fish Fry. When I was looking at the song, and full disclosure, I do research these songs to make sure there's no curse words or anything like that on there. So I'm looking at the lyrics, and I'm like, wow, this song is long. There are so many lyrics shoved into that one little song. That's 2 minutes and 40 seconds long. I was so surprised. And then sitting here, and we're dancing to it in the studio, and Chief Al Maloney is just singing every single one of those lyrics. So these songs are near and dear to his heart, for sure.
Definitely.
Yep. Okay, so if you were listening from the beginning of the show, he talked about Derek and Deke Combo.
The Dave and Deke Combo.
The Dave and Deke Combo. So these guys are the band that is playing in the background of the movie The Mask.
Nope.
No.
Nope. They were talking Royal Crown Review.
Oh,
that?
Royal Crown Review.
So yes, Royal Crown Review. You'll hear Dave and Deke Combo later.
No, we're playing Dave and Deke Combo next.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we're playing Warm Lips, Big Trouble. Anything about this song that we need to know about?
Nope. it's all clean. It's just a fun song, kind of another night out on the town. And you happen to see that one girl that just totally catches your eye, and you're like, I'm going to chase that for a little bit.
Okay. And then it turns out successful, or?
I'll let you be the judge of that.
All right. This is Warm Lips, Big Trouble.
Of a ball, and the cutest girl in three counties gave me the old fisheye. Well, being it was a dance, thought I'd take a chance, so I walked right over with a cool advance. How was I to know that little firecracker would blow sky high? I thought I was seeing double. Right off of my feet, but suddenly she started singing a sort of different tune. Well, she reached around and gave me a goose and barely missed me with tobacco juice, and she said she was on parole, but she'd be off soon. I thought I was seeing double or lift. You tell him, come right now. Told me she'd once wrestled bears, and ain't it nice what they can do with false teeth nowadays?
I see.
Yeah, but then her embrace was a thing of pain, and cousin I was praying for rain when she winked her one good eye and said, let you and me play. I thought I was seeing double. But I started looking for the exit signs, and I might have done about 60 if I'd have remembered my automobile. Cause brother, let's get down to cases. We all fall for the pretty faces. Just remember this little story the next time you close a deal. I thought I was seeing double or lift. Big trouble. Oh, oh, I thought I was seeing double or lift. Big trouble.
What I think I said to her right about that time was, look, ma'am, it's not that I don't find you attractive. It's just that I have a previous... And you know, my mother always told me never to... Did you meet my old buddy, Deke?
Now, just because you're pretty and you think you're mighty wise, you tell me that you love me, then you roll those big brown eyes. When I saw you last week, your eyes were turning black. Go find the guy that beat you up, ask him to take you back. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Now I used to spend my money to make you look real sweet. I wanted to be proud of you when we walked down the street. Now don't ask me to dress you up in satin and in silk. Your eyes look like two cherries in a glass of buttermilk. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
that you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. Guess our little romance has finally simmered down. You should join a circus, you'd make a real good clown. Your eyes look like a road map, I'm scared to smell your breath. You'd better shut your peepers before you bleed to death. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me. I can tell you've been out on a spree. It's plain that you're lying when you say that you've been crying. Don't roll those bloodshot eyes at me.
You are listening to KCAW Sitka.
Now, if you read your Bible, it's right there, black and white, that you should never lie or steal or cheat or drink or fight. Now, if you observe this life I live, it should be plain to you, I'm the best example you'll ever find of things you oughtn't do. My sinful days are over, so let me hear amen. My sinful days are over. With that tequila and that whiskey on the rocks, take up those bottles filled with beer and put them in a box. Be rid of all these evil things and you shall be set free. Just be sure you don't forget to bring that box to me. My drinking days are over, so let me hear amen. My drinking days are around and go cheating on your wife. On Judgment Day, you'll have to pay, and it could cost you your life. And all you cheating women, Lordy, hang your head in shame. And when that day of judgment comes, don't mention my name. My cheating days are over, so let me hear amen. My cheating days are over and over again. So quick to fight, I have but this to say. Quit throwing punches left and right, cause there is a better way. Now when some joker tries to take a poke, you just let him pass. When he's got his back to you, you turn and kick his. My fighting days are over, so let me hear amen. My fighting days are over.
This is Robert Woolsey, news director at Raven Radio. The commentaries heard on this station come from you, the listening public. If you would like to voice your thoughts or opinions on any subject, please call me at 747-5879 to discuss Raven Radio's commentary policies and to schedule a time to come in and record your commentary. Let your voice be heard on Raven Radio.
Gunning for me, hey! Blue and white, me warm tonight. Hey!
Now that was the song that was from the big dance number in The Mask.
Yes, it was.
And that was Royal Crown Review. Hey, Pachuco.
Pachuco.
Pachuco. I was pronouncing that way wrong earlier. I normally pronounce most things wrong. But yeah, that's the big Cameron Diaz, The Mask swing number in the movie. Before that, My Sinful Days Are Over, which I was dying laughing at that song. I thought it was hilarious. That was Big Sandy and his Fly Right Boys. Before that, Bloodshot Eyes, Wynonie Harris. We heard from him before with Quiet Whiskey. And then before that was Warming Lips and Big Trouble, Dave and Deke combo, which also was pretty hilarious, too.
Lots of fun on that one.
Yeah, that was lots of fun. You definitely know your swing music.
Yeah, it's one of those, like I said, I really got into it for that, you know, period of time. It's pretty much from 91 through 2000. It was really popular and... Yeah, it was just one of those things where I really got to go see a lot of live bands, and it just made it that much more fun. You got to meet a lot of people.
Going to see live shows is always the best thing, I think, and especially when it's small venues. That makes it even a greater experience. When you get to those big arenas, I feel like it just loses something.
Right,
something,
you got that disconnect.
Yeah, and there's that... And yes, it's a big party scene, and sometimes, you know, the Jimmy Buffets of the world, you know, it plays into that whole ambiance. You get the people watching going and stuff, but you definitely, I think, lose connection with the music and the artist then. So you were telling me a story. So you were in, you were stationed in San Francisco, not San Francisco, Sacramento.
Yes.
You used to go to San Francisco a lot, not go to any parties.
Oh, no.
No, never. And that's kind of where you were introduced and or reintroduced to swing music and kind of fell in love with it. But then you were saying you got stationed in Clearwater.
Right.
And, okay.
When I first got out there, it was just brand new. Swing had started out there, but it wasn't very popular. Mm-hmm. One of the bands I used to, Big Sandy and the Fly Right Boys, which you heard earlier, They were playing a lot out on the West Coast, and I didn't know if they'd make it out east at all. So my very first night in town, they were playing at one of the clubs in the local area. And I was just like, well, let's go check it out. My friend from California cruised out with me.
So they did you guys did the cross-country trip together.
Cross-country trip.
If you're in the Coast Guard or no Coast Guard community, you do a lot of cross-country trips.
Lots of moving.
Lots of road trips.
And we got there in town, and we hit it up that night and went out dancing, actually had an instant partner because she came out there from mm-hmm. California with me, and we just tore up the dance floor, and everybody was just way impressed because they hadn't really picked it up yet. But within like a couple months, some of it was what they learned from me, and, uh-huh. and then they just expanded from there. They learned some of the guys I know were out doing commercials and stuff that for
Because I remember I think Gap had a bunch of commercials with swing dancers in it. You kind of did see an explosion.
I think that was my friend Jim on one of them.
Really?
And we called him Jim the Lumberjack, and he was just a big boy.
And he can move?
He could move, and, because he was bigger, he could throw the girls up in the air. And he had some really cool, almost stunts.
Really?
Where it was a big trust where, pull her head out just before she hits the ground, and you're just like...
isn't there a move where they catch him with the foot? You do some, is there a move with instant
There's
dancing?
One where you can, you almost throw her over your shoulder and grab her by the foot, and then you can actually pull her back up over, and you basically throw her to land back in front of
really?
You again.
Can you do that?
No.
So what are some other kind of quintessential swing moves?
When I was teaching, one of the ones I really love to teach because it looks kind of cool, and it's once you pick it up, you can catch it pretty easy, is the pretzel.
And sounds delicious.
Yes. And I usually, when I'm starting out, I start out with the basic moves. I do a 6-count step, mm-hmm. and I'll just kind of get everybody going in the same flow. And then we'll just start with the basic turn, holding one another. You can do different styles of holds. You can just hold hands, mm-hmm. or you can put your hand on her back and one in her hand.
Okay.
And you can do spins from that. And then, like I said, I'll teach them a little bit more as they progress. The pretzel is one of those I'll teach it towards the end of the night because...
Okay.
It is more tricky and stuff, but you can see how people are getting more comfortable with it as they go along. Yeah. Lessons are usually only an hour.
What is the pretzel? And do you really kind of just like get tangled up with your partner and you have to unwind and stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they have the reverse pretzel too. So it looks like you're just getting knotted up constantly and you can just keep going and going and going. And
also names of wrestling moves. You don't know this.
Yes.
But it sounds like they could be wrestling moves too. Okay. Well, if you're just joining us, this is Speaking Tube. It's the show where I, Jessica, the host, invite members of the Coast Guard community on as my guest host. And today we have Chief Alan Maloney joining us. And we've been listening to a big swing set. And actually, we have two more swing songs to get into that are kind of more rockabilly, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then we're going to move into some more themed music with the upcoming holiday. But first, we're going to hear from Runaway Boys by the Stray Cats.
Get kicked out for coming home at dawn. Easter Parvette. I'll be drinking and smoking cigarettes. Oh, yeah.
Drinking and smoking cigarettes, Reverend Horton Heat, and Runaway Boys, Stray Cats. All right, so Reverend Horton Heat, when did you first get introduced to them? This was more of a little bit of rockabilly instead of swing.
Right, and it was all kind of part of the same scene for us, because it, you know, was, like I said, just small venues and you'd see these guys. But the first time I actually got to see these guys, I was out in Chicago visiting from Hawaii at the time.
Ooh.
And then my brother was like, hey, we got to go see this cool band. I'm like, all right, let's go check it out. And we go to this country western bar in the middle of Chicago.
Okay.
And there's this band called Reverend Horton Heat. I've never seen them, never heard of them. And all of a sudden they start jamming. There's four of us on the dance floor, nobody else around. These guys jam out a great set of that kind of rock. And that was one of the first songs I actually heard by them, too, was the drinking and smoking cigarettes.
Okay.
And it was just a great time. You talk about the disconnect and stuff with the,
as they get bigger.
Yeah, this band got really big for a while, and they were playing stadiums, and you'd be way in the back.
You're like a tiny fly on the upper deck, nosebleeds and everything.
Hmm. And before you were shaking his hand and dancing with him almost on the stage. So it was very cool.
So you had the experience, you saw them almost probably when they first started, a very small venue, up front, center, and then you saw them in a big venue way back in the back. And then, I had that experience with the band, and it's just so different. You almost like... I know you're successful now and you have tons of money doing these big venues, but I really wish you were not as successful. And I was like, one of the only people that knew about you. But so, so we talked a little bit about kind of where you came from. We know you lived in Sacramento. We used to go to San Francisco. We know that you have been to Air Station Clearwater, been stationed in Clearwater. Right. How long have you been in the Coast Guard? It seems like, I mean, you're talking about the early 90s here. So
right.
How long has your Coast Guard career been?
So I joined in 1986.
Okay.
I happened to be April Fool's, waking up at boot camp going, this is a joke, isn't it? I joined in 86, and it's now 27 years, and it's been an absolute blast. There's so many. If I didn't do this, I probably would have been in just, you know, a mechanic sitting at some garage in the same town.
Okay. So is that what you're going to do when you get out, is be a mechanic?
I don't know. After being traveling and stuff throughout the years, I don't know if I could settle down. It's just, I have too much fun, like, visiting places and doing new stuff.
Mm-hmm. So how many places have you been? Can you count?
Offhand, first place was Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Okay.
First air station was out in Hawaii.
I feel so bad for you.
I know, it was rough out there.
It was like being
on an island. And then I went to Clearwater, Florida twice.
Okay.
I was in California twice, but once in San Diego and then the once up in Sacramento.
Okay.
And then now I'm up here in beautiful Sitka.
What's your favorite station?
Just because of the time frame, and we're talking about the swing dance, and that was like one of my funnest eras for, you know, being around in the Coast Guard too. It'd have to be to Sacramento, California. And
really?
I still have friends out there that I visit throughout the years. And
okay.
It's just a lot of, you know, kind of near and dear to my heart. So,
if you think you said that, you know, you don't know what you're going to do afterwards because you always have visited places. Have you ever thought of settling down and what that might feel like and or where? Would you think you would gravitate back to, say, Sacramento because that's the place that you've been and you had a good time there? Or do you think you'll just throw a dart on a map and say, let's just go there?
It might be the dart on the map because,
really?
I have a house out in Florida, but I really don't like Florida. And the house took such a bad dive. I'm not ever really going to make any money, but mm-hmm. if I can just get out from underneath, it would be nice.
Mm-hmm.
The house out in San Diego is in a really nice area. It's a nice place, but for retirement wise, they kind of get their tax money out of you, so it's not as good to retire there. So
what if that dart moves, say, like outside the country? Would you consider traveling outside the country? Or would
you definitely.
Yeah.
And one of the spots I've been thinking about is possibly I have an A&P license, so I can work on commercial airlines and stuff like that. I could possibly go to like Australia if they are hurting for airplane mechanics
mm-hmm.
or helicopter mechanics and work on helicopters in a different country, and that would be kind of neat to...
That might be pretty neat.
Just to do that.
So, you're Chief Alan Maloney.
Yes.
You work on helicopters?
Yes.
Is that what you do here in Air Station Clearwater? Clearwater. Wait, I'm in the wrong state. I'm having a flashlight. We came from Air Station Clearwater.
Yes.
Air Station Sitka. Is that what you do here?
A little bit. I'm more of a manager of the maintenance side, so...
Okay.
I have a crew of guys that actually do the work and fly on them and stuff, and I basically try to keep them in line. So.
Oh, you're the boss man, but Mr. Boss.
I thought you were going to say the babysitter.
No, maybe that too. Okay, we're going to do a quick little commercial break, and then we're going to come back and tell you about the rest of the music that you're going to hear up until 8 o'clock. So stay with us.
Dun, dun, dun.
This holiday season, let the ride do the driving. With all the traffic and in all kinds of weather, the ride can get you where you need to go. If it's raining, snowing, or even when the sun comes out, the ride will get you there. And to save a little extra money, the ride has bus passes for sale, 5 different types to fit anyone's budget. For more information, call 747-7103.
All right, and Muskeg messages are a service provided to by the station to reach folks who don't have access to a telephone or to make the public aware of lost and found items. If you have a Muskeg message that you would like to air, you can call the station at 747-5877. And one more quick announcement. Please be advised that at 11 p.m. on Wednesday, October 30th, AT&T will be performing upgrades to their equipment. There will be a scheduled outage of KCAW's translator communities, and it will last for 2 hours. KUAC will be on site to monitor and bring everything back online once AT&T completes their work. We apologize for any inconvenience, and that's October 30th. Okay, so Chief Alan Maloney is in the studio, and he has picked out the music that we were listening to. We just did the full half of swing music, and now we're going to get into a little bit more of darker music.
Yes, I got into the gothic scene in my late 80s, I'll say, and it was also another big part of my life, and just kind of being out on your own, and it was just a lot of... I get a lot of kick out of it. You know, it's kind of depressing, but not to me. It was one of those, it was still going out to the club and going out dancing
mm-hmm.
and meeting people. And it was still a lot of fun. It wasn't as dark and dreary. I wasn't trying to cut my wrists or anything.
Sometimes when you listen to music that's a little bit on the darker side, it can be therapeutic.
I think so.
I think so. But, okay, so this first song is Human Fly by the Cramps.
Yeah, we're going to go more with the Halloween theme with this stuff. It's not as dark, but the Cramps were another quintessential. You go down to San Francisco on a Halloween night, and they had the Halloween erotic exotic, and these guys would usually play there each year.
Oh, really?
And they're just a really fun band to go see live.
So the Cramps is to Halloween as like Flogging Molly is to St. Patrick's Day.
Exactly.
All right, so here we go, getting you guys in the mood for Halloween. This is Human Fly, the Cramps.
Six eyes, I got a garbage brain that's driving me insane. And I don't like a ride, so push that best aside. And baby, I won't care, cause baby, I don't scare. Cause I'm a reborn maggot using gym warfare. Rock.
That was Oingo Boingo. Did I say that right?
Yep, that was it.
Nothing to fear but fear itself. And it kind of is a good lead-in because it said temperatures are going to drop and we're about to get into Alaska zone weather. So, but before we do that, we played Every Day is Halloween, Ministry, and Human Fly, The Cramps. A little bit of gothic-type music to get you guys ready for Halloween. It's coming up, what, Thursday, right?
This Thursday.
Okay, so we are going to go into and do the weather. We got the Alaska Zone weather coming up, and I got a little music for us. Autumn Leaves by Miles Davis playing in the background. Seemed fitting for some reason. I don't know, autumn maybe?
It does. Are we going to start with the Sitka and Port Alexander?
We are. Sitka and Port Alexander tonight. Scattered showers in the evening, then rain late. Lows around 45, southeast wind increasing to 10 miles per hour late. Wednesday rain, highs around 48, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night showers, lows around 43, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Then to Kintna Springs or Huna.
Tonight, scattered rain showers in the evening, then rain late, lows around 40 degrees. Light winds becoming east 5 miles per hour late in the night. Wednesday rain, high is around 46, east wind 5 miles per hour, increasing to 5 to 15 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, rain showers, lows around 40 degrees, east wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Pelican and Effin Cove.
Tonight, numerous rain showers in the evening, then rain late, lows around 43, east wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday rain, high is around 47, east wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, shifting to the southeast. West in the afternoon. Wednesday night, rain showers, lows around 41, south wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Angoon.
Tonight, scattered rain showers in the evening, then rain late, lows around 40 degrees, southeast wind 5 to 15 miles Southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain. Highs around 47. Southeast wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday night, rain showers. Lows around 40 degrees. Southeast wind 10 miles per hour.
Cake.
Tonight, scattered showers in the evening. Then rain likely late. Patchy fog late. Lows around 40 degrees. Southeast wind increasing to 10 miles per hour late. Wednesday, rain. Highs around 47. Southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Wednesday night, rain showers. Lows around 40 degrees. Southeast wind 5 to 15 miles per hour.
Yak attack.
Rain. Or tonight, rain showers in the evening, then rain late. Lows around 40 degrees. East wind 10 miles per hour. Wednesday, rain. Highs around 46. East wind 10 to 20 miles per hour. West of Icy Bay. Southeast wind 30 miles per hour, decreasing to 15 to 25 miles per hour in the afternoon. Wednesday night, rain showers, lows around 39 degrees. East wind 10 miles per hour, shifting to the south late, west of Icy Bay. Southeast wind 25 miles per hour. And that is your Alaska Zone weather. I feel like we should clap.
Yes.
Okay, we have more music, but real fast, another announcement, and then we'll get back into the music.
Every day of every year for more than 30 years, Raven Radio has shared the voices and stories that define and strengthen our community. You can help ensure vibrant community media for decades to come. Please consider Raven Radio's Legacy Fund in your will, estate plan, or major giving opportunity. For more information, contact General Manager Ken Fate or Development Director Amy Kramer Johnson.
All right, so we're kind of winding down. We've got about 10 more or 20 minutes left in the show. So we got one more set of music lined up that Chief Alan Maloney put together for us. This is Speaking To, where we bring members of the U.S. Coast Guard into the studio and share their music and their stories with you. And Alan was so grateful to come today and come in and share his swing music and a little bit of gothic Halloween songs that we have lined up. So
and thank you for inviting me.
Oh, anytime. We've been talking off air, and I kind of wish that we've been talking the whole time on air, because this guy is a vat of music knowledge, especially when it comes to swing music. So we might have to invite him back to the studio and just do a whole segment on that. So, but before that, we're going to get into, I guess, another swing song.
It's another swing song. It's got that nice mellow feel to it. And mm-hmm. then we're going to taper into a couple other mellower songs. And like I said, it's kind of almost like a sonic chill. You'll kind of go from a fever to just getting mellowed out. And it's just another one of those fun musics to listen to and, you know, just feel good about yourself, I think. So
sweet. So we're going to hear from Peggy Lee. This is Fever.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever. When you hold me tight, fever. In the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. Light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. when we kiss is fever with thy flaming youth. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, "Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever." With his kisses, fever when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, to give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn. What a lovely way to burn.
Thought that you knew it all. Well, you've seen it 10 times before. I thought that you had it down, with both your feet on the ground. You were the one in darkness my heart was won. You build me up and you knock me down. You play the fool while I play the clown. We keep time to the beat of an old sleigh drum. You raise my hopes and you raise the odds. You tell me that I dream too much. Now I'm serving time in a domestic graveyard. Thank you.
right, so I'm listening to that song and I'm looking at who the artist is, and I feel like I should know. I know that singer, but the artist says it's Delirium. The song was Silence. The artist is Delirium, but that voice sounds so familiar.
Yes, and that was Sarah McLachlan in her earlier years. I don't know if that was the original band she started with.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Definitely her voice on
there. She has one of those voices when you hear it, you're like, oh, that's okay. So that makes sense now. I'm like, who is that? All right. Then before that, we had the ubiquitous Mr. Love Groove, Dead Can Dance and Fever by Peggy Lee. And you were talking about Dead Can Dance. You've tried to go see them, but haven't been able to get a ticket yet.
No, I have not. It's one of those you must be on the in somehow and know where they're playing at way ahead of time so you can get a ticket. Because I've never seen a ticket advertised or anything, and
really?
They're always sold out.
So no, like, online sales or anything for them? Or
I am not sure. And you know, maybe because I wasn't very computer savvy when I was younger that I wasn't able to check that kind of stuff out. Okay. Now I could probably find
back
out.
Back in the day when you had to go to the box office of the theater to buy the ticket.
Yes.
Uphill, 6 away, or yep. 3 miles in snow to go buy the tickets.
In bare feet.
So long ago. Well, if you're just joining us, it's sad because we are ending right now. This was Speaking Tube. The show airs pretty much almost every other Tuesday. It basically airs when the Sitka Assembly doesn't air. So I know we aired today, and then next week actually we'll be on as well. We'll have other guest hosts that are from the Coast Guard community, and that's what we do. I have guest hosts from the Coast Guard community come on and share their music and their stories with you, you know, to build that relationship.
Yes.
So today I had Chief Alan Maloney in the studio with me. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing all your swing music and knowledge and stories, and even your gothic dark music. I enjoyed that as well.
And thank you for inviting me. This has been a lot of fun.
Awesome. Well, yeah, so that's the show. And next week I'll have other guests in, and it's always a surprise what type of music we come up with. We've played some pop music and we've played concert songs, so it's always a good time listening in. So thanks for joining us. We're going to play a song to play us out that's different from any of the other music we heard tonight. It's by the Pogues.
Yes. The Pogues are an old Irish band, started in the 80s, kind of in the punk scene era, but they definitely kept to the roots of the Irish style of music. And the reason I picked this up is because that's part of my heritage, and the Highland Games that we had so much fun with.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. So. All right, this is Dirty Old Town, the Pogues. You've been listening to KCAW Sitka. I will see you next Tuesday. Thank you again, Chief Maloney, for coming in.
Thanks, Jess.
All right, bye.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed the dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Thank you. night on fire. I smell the spring on the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old dead.